Welcome to this month's podcast. So, are you a procrastinator? I was having a conversation about this the other day with a friend, and I've got lots of friends who are procrastinators, and I won't tell you that I'm not, because actually I am as well with lots of things. But do you want to change that this year? Maybe you've got some funny stories about how you get lots of other stuff done when you're procrastinating about doing something. I know when I was at university, I had a good friend who, him and I would always find ourselves in the cinema when there was an important deadline coming up, or we'd suddenly tidy our rooms. And one of the Fitfish team, I'm sure she won't mind me telling you, finds that she's really good at cleaning out her handbags and washing her hairbrushes when she's avoiding doing something. So let's face it, every single one of us procrastinates at some point or another. It's just part of being human. So I'm excited to share a strategy with you that has helped me to overcome some of my own procrastination habits. So whenever we work towards a goal, and particularly when we work towards our health and fitness and our nutrition goals and try and get more of a balance, procrastination can often stand in the way. So it might be that you just keep putting off planning healthy meals, doing a proper food shop, getting out all your recipe books and working out, you know, what meals will be good for you and your family. Maybe it's getting out for that morning walk. It just never seems to happen. Tackling a fitness goal. Sometimes we just find ourselves putting things off. But why do we do it? And how can we break the cycle? So procrastination usually comes down to avoiding discomfort. Now, whether that's physical discomfort, because it takes a bit of physical effort and we know that, or maybe it's a feeling of boredom or a fear that we might struggle with the task. And I know that's definitely where I struggle. You know, if I get an email from my accountant, sorry if you're listening, or something to do with admin, that maybe involves logging into something and finding a code or going to find some information, then I often put that kind of thing off. Perhaps you procrastinate, especially on really busy days, or you keep putting stuff off till the very last minute, and then you do it because you have to, but you only end up feeling rushed and stressed. And perhaps if it comes to food planning, you reach for less healthy options. So here's a trick. We tend to procrastinate until the pain of not doing something outweighs the discomfort of actually doing it. So think about a time you cram for an exam, or you rush through an overdue task, maybe your tax return or some kind of admin that you needed to get in. The urgency pushes us to act because the consequences of delay, of not doing it, finally feel more uncomfortable than the task itself. So, how can you use this in your own life to tackle those health and wellness goals you've been putting off? So, here are a few ideas to help you make that pain point really work for you so that you can get things done without that last minute rush. So firstly, you can keep the benefits top of mind. So focus on how you'll feel after completing the task. Picture yourself feeling really energized after a workout, or really proud of a healthy meal plan for the week. Set up some accountability. So can you make a commitment to someone else? This could be as easy as arranging to meet someone for a walk, or having a family member check in on your progress, or posting it up in our Facebook groups and saying, I'm going to do this. I remember not long ago, Ali said she was going to go for a swim on a Wednesday night, and I was like, oh yeah, I should go for a swim too. And then I was like, no, hold on. I said, yeah, I'm going for a swim tonight too. And the fact I'd said that meant that I really wanted to check in and say I had. So knowing someone else is counting on you or waiting for your response can be a really powerful motivator. Can you create consequences for the delay? So try adding a small consequence if you delay for too long. For example, for every day you put off meal planning, you might donate a small amount to charity, perhaps to a cause that you're less enthusiastic about, and that creates a gentle push to follow through. Remember the last time you felt when you were stressed by procrastination. Think back to that time when you waited for too long and you ended up overwhelmed, and use that memory to motivate yourself to take action sooner this time. Can you use false deadlines? So can you set yourself an earlier deadline or tell someone you're going to do something by a certain point and you're going to send it to them, or put reminders in your calendar ahead of the actual due date? A little bit of self-imposed pressure can be just enough to get you moving forward. And lastly, celebrate small wins. So once you start a task, it's often much easier than expected, and that feeling of accomplishment can be incredibly rewarding. So remind yourself of the satisfaction of getting something done early and use that as a motivation. When I was doing my master's degree, I just kept thinking to graduation day. I just kept thinking to that moment. And before I started it, I wrote myself a letter to open at the end, and I just kept thinking of those moments. So can you really keep top of mind the moment when you finish and go over the top with celebrating? Tell people, I did that bit of admin that I was putting off. I went for that morning walk. I put my trainers on and I just went outside. I did it. So overcoming procrastination isn't just about getting things done. It's also about freeing up that mental energy so that you can focus on other things that matter to you, like feeling your best and reaching your wellness goals. So here's to less procrastination, more balance, and a healthier, happier you this year. Hope that was helpful. Take care. Bye.